Blackstone Audio presents The Invention of Science, A New History of the Scientific Revolution by David Wootton. This book is read by James Langton. For Alison. Hanc ego de caulo ducentum sidera vidi, I have seen her draw down the stars from the sky. Tibullus, Elegies, chapter 1, verse 2. Introduction. This is the age wherein, methinks, philosophy comes in with a spring tide, and the peripatetics may as well hope to stop the current of the tide, or, with Xerxes, to fetter the ocean, as hinder the overflowing of free philosophy. Methinks, I see how all the old rubbish must be thrown away, and the rotten buildings be overthrown, and carried away with so powerful an inundation. These are the days that must lay a new foundation of a more magnificent philosophy, never to be overthrown, that will empirically and sensibly canvass the phenomena of nature, deducing the causes of things from such originals in nature as we observe are producible by art, and the infallible demonstration of mechanics. And certainly this is the way, and no other, to build a true and permanent philosophy. Henry Power, Experimental Philosophy, 1664. Modern science was invented between 1572, when Tycho Brahe saw a nova, or new star, and 1704, when Newton published his Optics, which demonstrated that white light is made up of light of all the colours of the rainbow, that you can split it into its component colours with a prism.